From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The number of opioid-related overdoses in Greene County is up, according to an alert issued by the Greene County Public Health Department. The County Health Department is advising anyone in active addiction, and I quote, "If you must use, use safely or seek help for your addiction. Have access to Narcan and know how to use it. Let a friend or a loved one know where you are. Never use alone," end quote. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said four people suffered overdoses last week. All of the patients were revived with Narcan. Three of the four cases involved heroin. Three of the incidents happened in Catskill. The fourth was in Cairo. In Greene and Columbia counties in 2017, 90 opioid and heroin-related deaths were reported, as well as 967 opioid and heroin-related hospitalizations. In July 2019, 30 suspected overdoses were reported to date in Greene County. In Columbia County, there were 16. Data on the second half of 2019 were not yet available. The Greener Pathways Mobile Clinic will be at Columbia Green Community College from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on February 20th. On Monday, February 24th, the mobile clinic will be at the Hannaford Market in Cairo from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. In addition to Narcan kits, the clinic also offers medication-assisted treatment and other support. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the National Young Farmer Coalition has received a $400,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado announced February 14th that the National Young Farmer Coalition has received a $400,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The award will provide needed support to the Hudson-based coalition to conduct annual pre-harvest season produce safety tours for its national network of farmers, preparing them to scale up their operations and remain in compliance with complex food safety requirements. The funds will be used to provide customized training to small to mid-sized farms, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers. Martin Lemos, co-executive director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, said, and I quote, "Farmers, like all small business owners, have to navigate rules and regulations as they build and grow their enterprises. For the past 3 years, the National Young Farmers Coalition, with our partner, the National Farmers Union, has prioritized demystifying produce safety rules as a focus area for our farmer business services. We are thankful for funding from USDA to continue this work," end quote. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting in the Times Union, Ravenna Village trustee Nancy Warner and her husband, Ravenna Village Justice Harold Warner III, were targets of vandals. Democrat Warner filed a police report with the Albany County Sheriff's Office on February 16th after finding that two of their campaign signs and two of her husband's had been defaced with profanities. She said the signs were removed from one location and found lying in the grass across the street from her house. Warner's sign has her last name covered with the words, and I quote, "D-bag," end quote, written over it. The word "trustee" was also covered and replaced with the word "thief." Kate Lisa is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. In what may or may not be a related incident, police are looking into a possible altercation 10 days before the sign episode between Justice Warner and Gloria Stanton, the justice's clerk. Albany County paramedics responded February 6th to a call to treat someone at the Ravenna Village Municipal Building. No one was transported from the scene, and Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple could not provide any details about the incident. Authorities declined to provide any information about the person's injuries before police arrived. Both Warner and Stanton declined to comment. Ravenna Mayor William Misuraca said only, and I quote, "There's a personal issue I'm dealing with. I cannot comment," end quote. The matter is under investigation by the New York State Police. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A fast-moving fire destroyed a strip mall in Hillsdale on the afternoon of February 16th. It was the second major fire over the weekend in Columbia County after another blaze destroyed a business and several apartments in Livingston February 14th. In Hillsdale, several callers to Columbia County 911 reported smoke coming from the roof of Coldwell Banker Prime Properties on Route 23 around 2:15 p.m. Hillsdale Fire Company and Community Rescue were sent to the scene. Firefighters from more than a dozen companies from Columbia and Dutchess County and Massachusetts responded to the scene or were put on standby for other companies that were present. The fire moved quickly and completely engulfed Hillsdale Healthcare and the vacant storefront formerly occupied by OTB. The Coldwell Banker office was also damaged. Firefighters were able to stop the blaze before it spread to the Four Brothers Pizza Inn. There were no reports of injuries. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.